You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, everyone. Barack Obama's first State of the Union address last night. And for the next few minutes, we're going to have a discussion of what I really saw as a game of political chicken being played in that State of the Union address. President Barack Obama on one side, the Congress on the other side. Congress, which has gotten rather significantly in the president's way very recently. And here was a message for Republicans and Democrats.
The Democrats, I would remind you that we still have the largest majority in decades, and the people expect us to solve problems, not run for the hills. And if the Republican leadership is going to insist that 60 votes in the Senate are required to do any business at all in this town, a supermajority, then the responsibility to govern is now yours as well.
Joining us to discuss what I think is a fairly high-stakes game set out by that soundbite of President Obama in his speech last night, rejoining us, Donna Brazile, founder and managing director of the consulting firm Brazile & Associates, former Democratic strategist, rejoining us. Donna, good morning.
Good morning.
And adding a voice of Fred Barnes, executive editor at the Weekly Standard and a Fox News contributor. Good morning, Fred.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, good morning, Fred.
All right, so to both of you, it seems to me that Barack Obama is betting that the American people want progress on a number of fronts and want the Congress to get stuff done, Republicans and Democrats, and that by the body language in that room last night, it seems to me a lot of people in Congress are betting that no, what the voters in their districts and states wants is for them to stand fast and hold the line and prevent progress from taking place. First of all, am I right, and is that a good bet, Donna Brazile?
Well, I think voters really would like the members of Congress to find some common sense solutions to stop grandstanding and to play ball, to find things that they can agree on and to make a difference in the lives of ordinary people. They're really tired of the hyper-partisanship. Now, how do we achieve that in this current political environment, an election year? I think the president, when he goes to the Republican retreat this weekend, should put back on the table some of the action items that he proposed last year. Some of them they picked up and said, okay, we'll run with it. And others they said no. And find at least two or three items that they can agree on, whether it's deficit spending, whether it's tort reform as part of the health care overall package, or perhaps the small business initiatives that he announced last night. Find two or three items and see if they can agree on those items and let the rest, you know, fall by the wayside.
Fred Barnes, your reaction.
Well, you know, this challenge to Democrats in particular not to run for the hills is one that I'm sorry the president's going to lose on. They've already run for the hills. If the president wants his agenda enacted, it's going to somehow he's going to have to make it popular, but it's not. The health care bill is unpopular. Cap and trade is unpopular. He talked about immigration reform. I rather doubt he sort of threw that in at the end of the speech. I rather doubt if that'll even happen.
Fred, describe what Donna Brazile referred to a moment ago, the president visiting this Republican retreat. Is that going to be a real warm and fuzzy? I suspect you'll be there.
Yeah, it will be kind of warm and fuzzy. You know, he's spoken to them before. What he needs to do now, though, I think Don is onto something. He needs to offer them things on which he'll compromise. Say, look, because that's not what happened in the past. You know, the president let Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Democrats in Congress write the bills, write the stimulus package, and so on, and it left Republicans out, gave them nothing.
All right. Well,
but,
I heard some compromise.
Fred, I have to dispute that.
Well, hold on 1 second, Donna.
Donna, hold on one second.
That's
not nothing. That's credible.
Donna, hold on 1 second. Listen, here is a specific example of what may be a compromise, and I want to know what you think of it here. Here's the president speaking last night.
Families across the country are tightening their belts and making tough decisions. The federal government should do the same. Starting in 2011, we are prepared to freeze government spending for 3 years.
Does that play as compromise, Donna Brazile, or capitulation?
No, I think that's important. In this fiscal environment, we can't spend what we don't have. And I thought the president should have started this initiative a year ago, because when he walked into the Oval Office, the CBO had already forecasted the deficit at $1.2 trillion. So it doesn't take a lot of of information to understand that this was really a huge concern that he had to deal with, and I can get into the particulars. But look, Fred and I don't agree on much of the policy that needs to be enacted, but we all agree on this, is that unless we find common sense solutions, and not from our far right or our far left, but from the middle that most Americans agree on, we will never fix Washington, D.C., and we will never come up with practical proposals that will keep us safe as well as keep the American people at least fiscally secure.
Fred?
I think the freeze is fine. I think Republicans ought to back it, but it's so small. You know, I think in 2011 it'll amount to something like $15 billion, and the baseline on spending has now gone up by more than $100 billion, and so it's a small thing. But it's not nothing, and Republicans will certainly ask the president to do more than that. You know, you have all this leftover TARP money. You have all the money that the stimulus hasn't been spent. That could add up to something like, you know, $500 billion, which could be applied to the deficit and really make a difference.
Well, the Democrats have this enormous majority, and the Obama presidency came into office on an enormous mandate. Where does that stand now, Fred Barnes?
Well, the question is whether there was a mandate. Obviously, the Democrats in Congress and President Obama interpreted the mandate as being one for a new liberal era in decision-making and legislation and so on, and yet it turns out that the country is still a very center-right country, probably more center than right. And the president's agenda was not adjusted for that. Surprisingly, he's sticking to the same agenda when I think that's probably the wrong move.
Donna?
There's clearly no appetite for us to go back to the 8 years of the previous administration where we saw the national debt double, jobs being lost, and the middle class suffering even more. This is a time to find common sense solutions to bring back the jobs and to keep this country safe and secure.
Well, the takeaway I'm hearing from both of you is that nobody wants to go back, from Donna Brazile. And Fred Barnes, it's like almost impossible to go forward. That is a rock and a very, very hard place. I want to thank both of you. Donna Brazile, founder and managing director of the consulting firm Brazile and Associates, former Democratic strategist, and Fred Barnes, executive editor at the Weekly Standard and a contributor to Fox News. You're really going to that retreat, Fred?
Well, I'm going to find out what goes on there.
All right,
it's
Donna.
An opportunity for the president.
I want to go to Hawaii and be with Michael Steele and the other Republicans.
There you go. Thanks to both of you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.